Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The second baseman, JoJo Morrissey. Batting third. The center fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Grantham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Lucas. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Red Lucas. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gilly Campbell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey bunts in front of the plate. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig can't make a play. That's a base hit. Adams moves to third. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adams scores. Hafey moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Root covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koenig moves to third. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Koenig scores. Hermann moves to third. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hermann scores. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is hit by the pitch. Kyler moves to second. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kyler scores. Demery moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ray Kolb now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Demery scores. Campbell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion now catching. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grantham moves to second. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is called out on strikes. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Herman reaches second base with a double. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herman. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Herman steals third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to second. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0-for-0 in the game. Morrissey is hit by the pitch. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hafey strikes out. There goes Morrissey. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morrissey scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grimm moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Henshaw moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Koenig. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Koenig steals second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Herman hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Moore fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Moore. Henshaw scores. Koenig scores. Herman moves to third. It's 8-2, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grantham is hit by the pitch. Rice moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Henshaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Demery strikes out. Two outs. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morrissey hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Demery. Morrissey reaches second base with a double. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Otto Bluge now playing shortstop. Sparky Adams now playing third base. George Grantham now playing first base. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge misplays the ball. That's an error on Bluge. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge juggles the ball. The ball bounces towards second. Morrissey picks up the ball and throws Grimm out. Gerges moves to second. One out. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henshaw strikes out. There goes Gerges. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Gerges scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Cubs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hermann bunts towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Koenig moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bluge. Koenig scores. Hermann moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Cubs. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into center field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Otto Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Grantham hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a fly ball into right field. Hermann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Demery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Demery reaches second base with a double. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-2 in the game. Culp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Culp moves to second. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Morrissey hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hafey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Demery. Hafey reaches second base with a double. Culp scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Cubs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hafey scores. It's 10-5, Cubs. Otto Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Grantham hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a fly ball into right field. Hermann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Roedger pinch hits for Ray Culp. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Morrissey hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Alan Stout now pitching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herman. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Herman steals second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Chick Haefy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Haefy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Otto Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Moore moves to second. Otto Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Moore moves to third. Otto Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore scores. Two outs. It's 10-6, Cubs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Cincinnati Reds, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.